Should you consider disbanding your maintenance department and team? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and I want to start off with this controversial idea or statement. Now, rest assured, it's not that controversial in that leading companies are already looking at how to disband their maintenance departments and essentially assign those maintenance technicians to support the production line. Now, remember that maintenance technicians are skilled and they can also be somewhat opinionated or stubborn. That can be a challenge if you're the leader of a maintenance department. And remember, though, that not all maintenance tasks are created equal. Some require a great deal of troubleshooting skill and repair capability, but a lot of the tasks that maintenance teams do is relatively routine and designed to keep the production lines running. So why not consider putting those maintenance people into the production department and even have them managed potentially by the production leader? That doesn't mean there's still not a need for a manager that focuses on maintenance and equipment uptime and efficiency, but the maintenance techs themselves should be almost part of that production team because they're supposed to collaborate with production to help hit the numbers. So part of this would require you to train operators to do the maintenance, and that would be called total productive maintenance, or TPM. Total productive maintenance is where the people who should do the task that the maintenance team normally does do it as close to the machine as possible. So if I'm an operator on a machine, there's certain maintenance tasks that I could do just as being the operator. After all, if I have a sense of ownership and accountability over this machine and I'm responsible for it, who is better really to keep that machine up and running? Right? So total productive maintenance says make sure that the maintenance task is assigned to the right person based on the skill, the complexity that's required to achieve it. Now, the other tip I have is to get your team just to think about embracing how to collaborate for success. Now, used to be my opinion was that maintenance worked for production, but that's kind of like this internal customer idea that I've dealt with in other Leader Feeder episodes. Really, I believe that all the departments and teams and functions inside your company and including your supplier base really are designed to collaborate to win the customer, to win the external customer, to beat your external competitor. But even winning the customer is more important than beating your external competitor. So as maintenance, your job is to collaborate with production to achieve success and drive customer value. And once you figure that out, you can sort of demystify and dismantle some of the maintenance department sort of infighting that can happen and disperse those talented assets out to be used in the production environment to drive production volumes, quality, and safety. So I know it's a controversial idea. Some of you are already embracing it, but just think about it as an idea where you take maintenance and you put it into production. Now, those kinds of controversial ideas require a great deal of leadership, and to nourish the leadership success of your maintenance leaders and other leaders in your organization, you can tap into our workshops or our webinars or even our books could be of advantage to you, and you can get those at uniquedevelopment.com. Or why not just discuss this topic on the LinkedIn post or the Facebook post that you'll see about it. I'd love to hear what you think about taking the maintenance department and dispersing it. Now, if I can be of any help to you on your leadership journey, please reach out and connect. That's what we're here for, to help leaders get better, more productive, and less stress. I'm Greg Schenkel from Frontline Leadership.